For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Rivera. State and local officials have been assessing flood damage in northern Nevada, taking aerial tours of the region, and inspecting on foot. Our news director, Michelle Billman, joined the group as they visited downtown Reno to get the latest. Michelle, what key updates can you provide on the situation?
Right. They're saying that the region is lucky in the sense that even though 415 homes in Washoe County ended up being evacuated, no lives were lost in this incident. Of course, if you're a homeowner or a business owner who's been impacted by this, you know, maybe financially, you're not going to feel lucky, but the region as a whole, they think it could have been worse. Also, the Truckee River in downtown Reno did not breach the bridges or jump out of its banks. It was close, but that did not happen. Our acting city manager of Reno, Bill Thomas, said that concerns about flooding in that area are over, but spectators should still be careful because that water is moving swiftly and it remains icy cold. Thomas also mentioned that even though the new Virginia Street Bridge held up in this storm, they are assessing other bridges in the area.
We have a lot of old bridges in downtown that were designed during a different era. And part of what we're going to need to be doing as we move forward is to probably work on replacing some of those bridges. The Virginia Street Bridge, I think, was the worst in the state, so we're glad we were able to fix that. But we have some other bridges that we're going to have to get to.
Also, moving forward, a large snow event is expected in the higher elevations this week. So crews are trying to hustle on removing debris from roadways across Washoe County and the neighboring counties before their tasks are going to be turned into snow removal.
And I know in addition to the many road closures, one in particular stands out. Pyramid Highway has endured significant damage. What's going on with that situation?
Right. Well, Dave Solero, he's the community services director for Washoe County. He explained that damage. So let's get his assessment.
There are some areas of Pyramid Highway out on the tribal lands that are in very bad shape. I think NDOT is out there right now assessing, but there's at least three sections of the roadway that have been pretty much washed out. So I think NDOT is out there looking into that, trying to figure out a plan on how to get that back together. Once they get that plan put in place, I know they've requested some county crews out further on 447 on the way to Gerlach. And so we've been helping them out there as well.
And Governor Sandoval toured that area also. He called the damage catastrophic to Pyramid Highway and said that state agencies are being deployed in order to avoid safety issues in that area. And it's going to take months at least to get that area up and running again. Sandoval also talked about the immense amount of preparation and cooperation among agencies that took place over the last 48 or so hours. That actually included having crews and machinery set up along the Truckee River to remove huge trees from the water as it flowed downstream.
Well, and that's what was happening upstream is in Truckee, you had that massive amount of rain up there, which loosens the soil, and you've got some of those trees that are along the banks of the Truckee. Once those get loose, they fall into the river and they flow down. And, you know, you think about a 40-foot tree that's probably traveling 30, 40 miles an hour, and it's a massive amount of weight.
So, Michelle, moving forward, what can we expect in the coming days?
Well, certainly winter weather for the region is on its way. City and county officials are working on damage estimates, and they've said that they could have preliminary estimates in the next day or so. Debris removal on roadways and early repair efforts will get underway. And then there's also going to be an investigation into whether mercury-contaminated soil from the Southeast Connector Project flowed out during the storm. Governor Sandoval said the State Department of Environmental Protection will be assessing that situation in order to release some details on that.
Michelle Billman, our news director, thank you so much.
Thank you.